Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
Yo, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Oh, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Class is in session, please be seated. Behaviors that get attention, get repeated. Avoid the power struggle, cause it will get you heated. Listen to Amanda, cause she knows how to teach it. Yo, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Oh, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the Parenting with a Punch show. I am your host, Amanda Hool. I have a great guest here today, Kylie Kramus. She is the founder of Fully, located here in Boston, Massachusetts. Fully was born with one big goal in mind, to educate and serve on the importance of a healthy and functional home environment and how that influences a child's overall development and what we can do to develop and implement practices that are accessible and practical to benefit our children. Let's give a warm welcome to Kylie. Hello, Kylie.
Hi, thank you so much, Amanda.
Absolutely.
My first podcast. So, you know, let's go.
You are a good girl. It is.
I'm really happy to be here.
We will have fun. So tell us how Fully was born and sort of your mission behind it.
Yeah, so you actually did a great job of introducing what we're all about. So our primary focus is focusing on the importance of a healthy and functional home environment and how that influences a child's overall development. And we do that, through equipping parents with the support that they need, whether that be through providing a service, an educational workshop, or like building community, centered around that one common goal. I recognized when I was starting Fully, there's a really big gap between the demands of a modern parent and the resources that are available to them. And I noticed that there was a lot of like stress and just overwhelm when parents were home. Like when they were home, they weren't actually like really home, like with their children. They were focusing on like the logistics of managing their family home or like running all their errands and stuff like that. I guess it just kind of like sparked a little bit of a bug in me. And I was like, gosh, there's gotta be something we can do. So it kind of came down to, recognizing that parents need help. And so I decided to create a company that, was able to help parents. So it was a pretty simple goal in the beginning.
Awesome. So what type of services do you offer?
Yeah, so we have 6 brackets of services under our website. If you go to the website, hellofully.com, it's under Fully Home. And so we do a myriad of things. So we have home and family management, which is essentially what it kind of sounds like. We help you manage like your home and your family. And then we also do like day-to-day support type stuff. So whether it be like your errands or your laundry, you know, kind of like the random, like minuscule tasks that add up and really kind of can take you away from your family. We do event planning, so like birthdays, anniversaries. We also do like some corporate type stuff. Travel planning, so itinerary management, like booking everything, doing all the research for like different destinations that you may want to go to. And then our most recent addition is elder care management. And the reason we decided to add this in was because it kind of actually came naturally. So I had a client who was like, hey, like my parents are really in need of help and we're not having any luck finding them. Like, is there any way that you can help us? And it kind of made sense to me just because I've always been like really interested in like figuring out how we can support families through every stage of like life that they're going through, rather than just like when they're having like a newborn or like a toddler or something like that. So it really enabled us to be able to support families through every age and stage of life that they're in. So from the time your child was born or even before that, up until the time where you're taking care of your own parents, we're able to kind of like walk you through that process and execute and manage everything for you. And then later down the road, we're hoping to add some sort of like childcare service. So, yeah.
Awesome. Very cool. So you are an aspiring family psychologist, correct?
I am, yes.
Yay! That is so exciting. Yes. So of course, as we know, and you know, being in the field of sort of mental health and working with mm-hmm. with families, when Kylie and I met, we shared a lot of the same alignment and mission and helping families and really just focusing on, you know, the importance of that healthy, happy home environment. So, you know, the fact that you are inspiring to get into that sort of work and building this company, I think is just absolutely incredible. So you have the heart for it.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So what, in terms of sort of helping families and offering this service and really just kind of going back to your mission and like your why, do you feel that just being present and kind of being more mindful in your parenting can really have a huge effect in sort of like how we're raising our children today, especially like in our modern world?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really big. One thing I always say to people is like just to be more intentional about like what you're doing, how you're doing it, and when you're doing it. And I think like, especially now with like modern technology, it's very easy to like be somewhere, but not like really be there. Whether you're like scrolling your phone or like, you know, I don't know, like checking your email in the bathroom or something like that. Like it kind of like takes you away from like what's actually happening. And I see that especially, prevalent in parenthood. So yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I think it's, you know, and obviously that's, you know, with the service that you offer and sort of helping take off some of the load and sort of those day-to-day activities, do you find that parents are that much more relieved because they have that support?
I do, yes. And also, so I think what differentiates us from like a typical like personal service, like concierge right. type company mm-hmm. is that our philosophy is the first thing that people see, right? So the first thing they see is not like that we're helping them with their groceries. It's like our mission and what we're passionate about and what we're advocating for, which is like happy, healthy, functional home environments where everyone is going to thrive and it's like nurturing, you know, and stable. And the reason that I actually titled the services Fully Home is because like, well, I don't really know how to explain it, but it's like hashtag be fully home. Like we're really advocating for parents to be present, you know, and just like be there.
No, I agree. I think it's extremely, extremely important. You know, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, whether you're, you know, career driven, or, you know, you're working part-time, whatever it is that your sort of, you know, situation is, it's, families have such a hard time kind of finding the harmony between trying to navigate everything. And what I've found is that, I mean, we know that it truly takes a village. And I think that the more that, you know, the more that we're sort of evolving as a society, we've gotten away from that, that concept, you know, I think especially because of social media, and having that support, you know, whatever that looks like for your family, I've seen proven to be extremely beneficial, because, you know, parents, especially moms, really are able to like take a breath. You know, they're able to kind of release some of their own anxiety, you know, which we know we project onto our children if we're kind of not mindful of it. And just having that, that support, and knowing that mission of, you know, helping families thrive in that happy, healthy environment, I think is like essentially the biggest component, because it all starts at home. It all starts at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely does. You had also mentioned something just about like, a lot of parents nowadays like find support online, and that's great. But I think like down the road, like as time goes on and like media becomes even more part of our lives, like that's just like so draining to constantly be getting support only from the internet. And I think a lot of people are lacking like community and in-person support. So I think that's another way where we're really trying to come through in terms of supporting parents and moms and working dads and everyone really, essentially. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the thing too, is, you know, I have this saying, and I've had this discussion with quite a few professionals like in the parenting space. And it's like, for the love of God, stop Googling how to raise children. Cause there's so much information out there. And I think it's really important to be mindful of, you know, if you know your overall, you know, your essential core values, right. And sort of like how you want to raise your kids, then, you know, find those few sort of like influencers that you kind of, you know, align with their approach, and maybe like take tips from them. But to constantly be Googling and finding information online, there's just so much articles out there, and there's so many conflicting support strategies that it's really difficult for parents to even know like what it is that they're, you know, whatever the information is that they're finding, it's, you know, whether or not to actually put it to use, and whether or not it's going to work. So I feel like it creates even more anxiety, and having that in-home support is just, there's just nothing like it. And especially being in their environment, which is the most natural environment, being in the home, is really where you can, you know, get down and dirty and really just like get to the root of the problem and support the families in the areas that they need the help.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that like just bringing that support, you know, again, just helps alleviate the anxiety, you know? So what... You moved from Arizona, right? When did you move to Boston?
I did. So I moved to Boston in 2016. I was 19 years old. Had pretty much no idea what I was doing, but I went for it. Anyway. Honestly, the best decision of my life, though. And then I was in for a little bit while going to school part time. About a year after moving here, is when I just like kind of went on a whim, and I was like, I'm going to start a company. And then again, I also had no idea what I was doing. sometimes I still feel like I don't, but I think that's part of, you know, the beauty of being an entrepreneur is you just kind of wing it sometimes and you learn as you go. But it's been such an amazing journey. And honestly, I cannot see myself doing anything else. This is kind of like my baby, this business. I'm really passionate about it. I've always been really invested in working with children and youth and families, whether it be like volunteer work or civic leadership or you know, anything really, my whole entire life. I always knew that I wanted to work with kids. I just didn't know how. Right. And I love this because it gives me the opportunity to work with both, you know, sides. So I'm working with the children and I'm working with the parents, all under one common goal to like support everyone. And so I think that's really awesome.
No, that is really awesome. And you said it too, like being an entrepreneur, you know, a lot of the times, like, we don't know what we're doing. And a lot of times we're kind of just going with it. You know, we get an idea and we run with it and we try it. And sometimes it doesn't work. And then we know to kind of pivot, right? And figure out, you know, what works for us. But
right.
I think that's the beauty of being an entrepreneur is we have that flexibility to do what we want and what we think is best, you know, for our business and sort of like what we see as being, you know, in working specifically like in parenting, in the parenting space, you know, we know sort of like what works. So you kind of, you know, and you learn from the families as you go too, as far as like what's needed and kind of, you know, you get those light bulb moments and you're like, okay, well, you know, let's onto the next thing.
Yeah, for sure.
It's definitely a process, but well, I think it's amazing, you know, you moving here from Arizona and just creating this company and, you know, not that age necessarily has anything to do with it, but the fact that, you know, that you are young and just pursuing your dreams, I think is amazing. And, you know, I just have to say big props to you and just to keep going and pursuing your dreams, because, you know, the work that they're doing is extremely, extremely needed.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Well, it was so, so nice to have you on the show today. And I very much look forward to collaborating further in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on.
You got it. Have a good one.
Yo, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Oh, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Class is in session, please be seated. Behaviors that get attention get repeated. Avoid the power struggle cause it will get you heated. Listen to Amanda cause she knows how to teach it. Yo, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Oh, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Yeah.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out UnitedHealthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.